been very protracted, I have to say, and certainly the last few weeks when we've been waiting to get the approval from the league has been rather elongated. But, I mean, the search has been going on since this time last year, or even before, in fact. In fact, you know, this time, August last year, was when the process started to find owners for the club after the Zingarevich family left. So, yes, it's been a real roller coaster, and I'm delighted that we've now got closure on the matter, and the club can go forward, and everybody can feel secure in terms of that. And you know, everybody's been absolutely fantastic, both on and off the pitch, in terms of their support, and you know, being totally loyal to the club and to myself, and so on. So, absolutely over the moon.
So, John, you mentioned it's been elongated the last few weeks. Presumably this is whilst the fit and proper person test's been going on. Why do you think it's taken so long?
Well, I think there were some reasons, but those have all been abridged now. So we know where we're going, we know where we've come from. So it's onwards and upwards. I mean, they're charming people, the Ties, because they are Ties, and... I'm glad to say that it's been resolved at long last. So, yes, we've now got a vision going forward and so forth. And they're very ambitious to get back into the Premiership, which is obviously what all the fans would like to hear.
Mm. Just for clarity, you mentioned they are Ties. I've been just tweeted by a couple of guys at the club to say, to be absolutely correct, I have to say it's an Asian consortium rather than specifically a Thai consortium. So are they all Thais?
Yes, indeed they are, yes. The chair lady, Kunying Sasma Sivakorn, she's certainly Thai, and Kun Narin's Thai, and Kun Samrith is Thai. So, yes, the consortium that have actually purchased the club are all Thai.
And tell us about them as people, because you must have got to know them quite well in the last few weeks of dealing with them.
Well, the person I've got to know more than anybody is Sasima Sivakorn, who is in a hotel business back in Southeast Asia in Thailand, and her son-in-law is quite high up in the football association out there, and she's 77 years old. She's a widow of 4 years, and basically she's bought a house near Maidenhead in Bray, in fact, and so she's taking it very seriously, and she's coming back in November when we shall see quite a bit more of her, I think, because the house is being prepared and so on and so forth. But she's a wonderful lady, and funnily enough, I know people who have known her for many, many years. She's got a fantastic reputation as being a very good businesswoman and a straightforward and very honest person, as indeed the other gentleman are, the co-owning it with her.
So do you think, you mentioned we'll see them back in November or see Kunying Sasama perhaps in November, but do you think these are the sorts of owners who we're going to see and hear from regularly as fans, or do you think they'll be a little bit more behind the scenes?
I think they'll probably, you know, it's the old story, if it ain't broke, why fix it? And I think they're quite pleased with the setup we have at Reading, so I don't see them interfering too much, apart from when it comes to spending money, which obviously they'll take an interest in, a great interest in. But I think, you know, they're so positive going forward. I mean, they're taking, you know, Bear with the new training ground is very seriously and so on, and they really are ambitious for putting Reading back into the Premiership. So I really see, you know, great things happening.
Mm. You've obviously been left disappointed once by the Russians and Anton Zingarevich. You're far more confident from the sounds of it now about this Asian consortium. You sense they're a much better fit. I know you can never be 100% sure, as you told me a few weeks back, but you've got a better feeling about this.
I certainly have, but I mean, you know, in this day and age, one's grateful for anybody that's prepared to take on the mantle of any football club, because it's not exactly the most inspiring of businesses, as everybody knows, that drills down and finds out what the you know, what it's like to own a football club. So I'm just grateful we have people that seem perfectly reasonable and normal taking over Reading Football Club, which I think everybody should rejoice at.
Skip over these questions if you don't fancy them, but I've got to ask them. Have you got any idea how much it's cost you over the 25 years being at the helm of Reading Football Club?
I would imagine circa £50 million.
On a outgoing basis over 25 years, that's, goodness me, £50 million, you reckon?
Yep.
So tonight, how much did the 100% stake cost the new consortium to purchase from you?
Well, you've got to appreciate the you know, it wasn't a question of purchasing because there's an enormous amount of debt in the company when they did take it over. So it's been basically, the consideration has been more or less just concerned with taking over debt and taking the mantle on of a football club that doesn't exactly make money at the moment, and I don't think any football clubs do. But, they're now taking on this burden, and they clearly feel that, Reading's, because of its location and so on, that it's probably one of the finest clubs to take over in the country. And, to all intents and purposes, we are terribly well run. We did have a blip, a couple of years ago when the Zingarevic family took over, but that's all behind us now. And now we're sort of, getting back on top of things and starting to work the way we used to work, because they're not going to abandon the Reading way, as we call it. And, it's always been very much sort of, working in a common sense way and sticking to budgets and so on and so forth. But they are ambitious, so... You know, like I've done in the past, you do tend to go outside budgets when you need to.
Mm. Just for the clarity, I know I quite understood the business link between the hotel and the football club, but this consortium, have they now taken over the running of the hotel as well? Is that part of the deal?
This is something that's still to be ratified, but I have no doubt that will happen, but I can't obviously comment on anything like that as we speak.
Fans will be pleased to hear you're still co-chair because you're the local boy who no one doubts has the club's interests at heart. Will you still wield enough influence, do you think? Because I think fans will be keen that you do still have an influence on what goes on in that boardroom.
Oh, absolutely. I'll definitely have my say. And as far as I'm concerned, they are keeping the status quo. So, we're keeping the chief executive, Nigel Howe. We're keeping... Ian Wood-Smith will stay on as non-executive director, and of course all the wonderful staff that work here will be staying on doing the job that they do so well. So I'm very pleased about that. There's too many unsung heroes to mention on this piece, but you know who they are anyway: Ray Booth and Brian and Sue Hewitt and so on, and Jackie Evans, and there's a whole host of them, and I'd probably mess somebody out now, so never mind. But it's just... we've got a great team here, and long may that remain. I'm sure it will, because, as I say, the ties are not out to sort of change things for change's sake. So I'm sure everybody can sort of be secure about the future going forward. It's just the fact now we've got more security going forward, which is what everybody wants.
That's the business side. That's to the emotional and mushy side now, Sir John. 25 years, a quarter of a century. Can you pick one highlight in those 25 years?
Well, listen, Tim, I haven't exactly gone yet, have I?
No, but I
was chairman when the Russians were here, when we had the billionaires here, or rather.
I remember. But, so, Gordon, you must have a highlight. From the years you've been in financial control, what's been the single thing that you'll most savour from that 25 years?
Sorry, what was the question again? Do beg pardon?
Your highlight from the last 25
years.
Well,
obviously, it was getting to the Premiership for the very first time in the club's history. Nothing can beat that at all. I mean, that was my raison d'etre, that was my ambition and so on. And the other big moment was, of course, not that I was around, because I was in Malaysia at the time, but, of course, the opening of this wonderful stadium we have here, which everybody's very proud of.
One more, if I can, about your emotions tonight as well, because, as we say, this has been a long road to get to this point. Do you feel it's a huge weight off your shoulders of free to... do something else with your life and be a bit more chilled out about things? Or what's your emotions tonight?
Well, my emotions, quite frankly, because I knew this was coming, and I mean, it was only a question of getting our ducks in a row. I mean, I've been used to the idea for some considerable time, as you might imagine, but I must say, for the sake of Reading Football Club, I'm delighted. And yes, it'll be nice, but I still aim to carry on, as chairman, and do the best I can for the club when and as I can. But I'm absolutely over the moon that we've now got this. As I said to you before, the security of the club is now settled, which is vitally important, because they are, you know, tremendously expensive things to run, and you have to have deep pockets to be able to be involved. And